I know one thing this administration ran into trouble with was, not ran into trouble, but found the goals they'd set out ended up being unfeasible because of the costs. Mm-hmm. You know, is that something you've considered? How are you going to address that? How are you going to deal with the university when it comes to those issues?
Mm-hmm. In every issue we looked at, every time we wrote something down, we said, is this feasible? We didn't want to make a whole campaign that in the end, it was a great campaign and we weren't able to execute it.
Mm-hmm.
So we looked at every option as, is this feasible? Can we get it done? What's the timeline for that? Or is it something that at the end of a year term, we can say it's progressed far enough to where it could be continued and finished? And so things like the Lyon Center, we want to continue to improve the hours, we want to continue to improve the equipment, but we can't promise 24-hour service because that's been attempted and there isn't the budget for that. So there are areas we are really emphasizing in, but we had restraint in how lofty of goals we set for ourselves.
Okay. And then as far as the actual campaigning process, what's your strategy for these next 2 weeks?
Get the word out, you know? Try and rely on our friends and do the best that we can to really promote ourselves on campus. Hopefully people will recognize our sincerity and how much we really do love this school and they'll side with us.
What do you think, you know, why do you think that your message will bring students in? What do you think it is about your campaign specifically that will hopefully reel in the most votes? You know, if you had to cite your greatest strength in your platform.
Our greatest strength is, and I keep hitting this, but this is what I believe to be the most important, is passion. You really got to want to fix this university, make it better, make it the best that it can be. I speak for Addison and myself when I say that we really want to improve the university for the next generation of Trojans, and I think that's what sets us apart, because all other candidates do as well, but I think the passion and vigor which we're going to go into this office, if elected, would be better than the next candidate.
I know one thing this administration focused on was making USG more accessible to the student body and helping them get to know what USG does. I think, you know, it's arguable whether or not they succeeded. I think it's fair to say to some degree they did, but, you know, how do you plan to continue building on that? We had a great PR push this year. Do you plan to build on that? You know, what are your thoughts on that issue?
Yeah, I mean, we'd love to work on that and continue to build on what this administration's done. This administration's, I feel like, has done a pretty good job. You know, it's hard to see the real effects of the outreach. They're not really tangible, they're not really measurable, but I think if you ask the majority of students, they'd have a better idea about about student government this year than they would have in the past. So we really want to continue expanding on that. Like I had said earlier, we really see it as a personal connection. You got to have people go into these meetings. It's not just emails, it's not just, you know, you know, Paige did an awesome development in the communications where she started doing this USG Week in Brief, and we had a lot of positive feedback on that. That's something we're going to continue. So taking the combination of the electronic resources, but then also actually making these personal, real relationships is how we kind of plan to expand on the outreach that's been done this semester.
And how do you think it'll help once the new student center is open? And I know the plan is to have that fourth floor where all the student groups are going to be, more or less. Hopefully that happens in time. How do you think that'll affect what you guys are trying to do with USG?
I mean, I'm pretty, let's just say I'm excited for it. I think there's so much room with connection and cooperation between organizations. You know, they can still do their own projects and pursue their own goals, but when those goals are similar, they can work together, and I think being in the same location, like I said, gives you that opportunity to have personal relationships, and that's why I'm excited for us to move in there, you know?
And just pooling all those resources together, having a coffee break with another organization and some idea you might have, they might add one little bit of insight, and all of a sudden it's this, I mean, the more people you have going into something, the better idea that'll come out of it. And there's just so much potential with Program Board, USG, and all the organizations just working together.
diversity, fresh ideas, like, yeah, the small things can go pretty far.
Mm-hmm.